Gratitude for coming to the Kadamba Center and blessing us with the teachings, initiations, and empowerments. And may he quickly attain a beneficial rebirth. And come back to benefit us all.
Wherever and ever until the end of samsara.
Wherever and wherever to benefit us all in samsara. Okay. And that's for Kyabje.
Until
the end of samsara. This is, of course, for Kyabje Choden Rinpoche. So if you go to page 34 in the gold prayer book, so it's, start with the refuge of bodhicitta prayer. Three times. Page 34. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the cause of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Okay, so shall we start with the chanting the names of Manjushri? Manjushri Nama Sangiti. 16 verses on requesting instruction. Then the glorious holder of the Vajra, the most superb tamer of those difficult to tame, the hero triumphant over the world's three planes, the powerful Lord is a thunderbolt, ruler of the hidden, with unwakened white lotus eye, fully bloomed pink lotus face, brandishing over and again the supreme Vajra with his hand, together with countless Vajrapanis, with features such as brows furrowed in fury, heroes, tamers of those difficult to tame, fierce and heroic in form, brandishing blazing tipped vajras in their hands, superb in fulfilling the aims of wandering beings, through great compassion, discriminating awareness and skillful means, having happy, joyful and delighted dispositions, yet endowed with ferocious bodily forms, is to further the Buddha's enlightening influence, their bodies bowed together with them. Prostrate to the guardian, the vanquishing master surpassing all, the thusly gone one, the fully enlightened, and standing in front, his palms pressed together, address these words. O master of all pervasive, for my benefit, my purpose from affection toward me, so that I may obtain manifest enlightenment from illusion's nest, for the welfare and attainment of the peerless fruit for all limited beings. Sunk in the swamp of unawareness, their minds upset by disturbing emotions. O fully enlightened, vanquishing master, guru of wonders, indicator and knower of the great close bond in reality, foremost knower of powers and intents, elucidate, please, regarding the enlightening body of deep awareness of the vanquishing master. The great crown protrusion, the master of words, the embodied deep awareness that is self-produced, the deep awareness being Manjushri, the superlative consort of his names, with profound meaning, with extensive meaning, with great meaning, unequaled and supremely pacifying, constructed in the beginning, middle, and end, proclaimed by previous Buddhas, will be proclaimed by future ones, in which the full enlightenment of the present proclaim over and again, and which in the illusion's net great tantra was magnificently chanted by countless delighted great holders of the vajras, holders of the hidden mantras, O garden, so that I too may be a holder of the hidden teachings of all the fully enlightened, I shall preserve it with steadfast intention to my definite deliverance. I shall elucidate it to limited beings in accordance with their individual intents, for dispelling disturbing emotions, barring none. Restoring unawareness, barring none. Having requested the thusly gone one with these words, the Lord of the hidden Vajrapani pressed his palms together and bowing his body stood in front. Six verses in reply. Then the vanquishing master surpassing all Shakyamuni, the able sage, the fully enlightened, the ultimate biped, extending from his mouth his beautiful tongue, long and wide, illuminating the world's three planes and taming the four Mara demonic foes, displaying a smile, cleansing the three worst for limited beings, and filling the world's three planes with his sweet Brahma voice, replied to Vajrapani, the magnificently strong, the Lord of the hidden, excellent, O glorious holder of the Vajra, I say excellent to you, Vajrapani, you who possess great compassion for the sake of the welfare of wandering beings. Rise to the occasion to hear from me now a concert of names of the enlightening body of deep awareness, Manjushri, the great aim, purifying and eliminating negative force. Because of that, overlord of the hidden, it's excellent that I'm revealing it to you. So listen with single-pointed mind, O vanquishing master, that's excellent, he replied. Two verses of beholding the six Buddha families. Then the vanquishing master surpassing all, Shakyamuni, the able sage, beholding in detail the entire family of great hidden mantra, the family of holders of hidden mantras and of mantras of pure awareness, the family of the three, the family of the world and beyond the world, the family of the great one illuminating the world, that family supreme of Mahamudra, the great seal, and the great family of the grand crown protrusion. Key verses on the steps of manifest enlightenment by means of illusion and snap. Proclaim the verse of the master of words and douse the sixfold mantra king concerning the non-dual source with the nature of non-arising. Situated in the heart, I am deep in deepness and body, the body of the Buddhas occurring in the three times. Om Vajra, sharp cutter of suffering, embodied discriminating deep awareness, enlightening body of deep awareness, powerful lord of speech, and ripener of wandering beings, Arapachana, homage to you. 14 verses on the grand mandala of the Vajra sphere. Like this is the Buddha Manjushri, the vanquishing master surpassing all, the fully enlightened. He is born from the syllable A, the foremost of all phonemes, the syllable A, of great meaning, the syllable that's deepest, the great breath of life non-arising, rid of being uttered in a word, foremost cause of everything spoken, maker of every word perfectly clear. In his great offering festival, great longings, desires, the provider of joy to limited beings, in his great offering festival, great angers, the great foe of all disturbing emotion. In his great offering festival, great naivetes, the dispeller of the naivety of the naive mind. In his great offering festival, great furies, the great foe of great fury. In his great offering festivals, great greeds, the dispeller of all greed. He is the one with great desire, great happiness, great joy, and great delight. He is the one with great form, great enlightening body, great color, great physique, great name, great grandeur, and a great and extensive mandala circle. He is the great bearer of the sword of discriminating awareness, the foremost great elephant hook for disturbing emotions. He is the one with great renown, great fame, great luster, and great illumination. He is the learned one, the bearer of great illusion, the fulfiller of aims of great illusion, the delighter with delight through great illusion, the conjurer of an endless net of great illusion. He is the most preeminent master of great generous giving, the foremost holder of great ethical discipline, the steadfast holder of great patience, the courageous one with great perseverance, the one abiding in the absorbed concentration of great mental stability, the holder of a body of great discriminating awareness, the one with great strength, great skill and means, aspirational prayer in a sea of deep awareness. He is the immeasurable one composed of great love. He is the foremost mind of great compassion, great discrimination, great intelligence, great skill and means, and great inclination. Endowed with the strength of great extra physical powers, he is the one with great might, great speed, great extra physical power, great lordly renown, great courage of strength. He is the crusher of the great mountain of compulsive existence, the firm holder of the great Vajra, the one with great fierceness and great ferociousness. He is the great terrifier of the terrifying. He is a superlative guardian with great pure awareness, the superlative guru with great hidden mantra. Step up to the great vehicle's mode of travel. He is superlative in the great vehicle's mode of travel. 25 verses, thus a quarter on the deep awareness of a totally pure sphere of reality. He is the Buddha Vairochana, the great illuminator, the great able sage, having great sage stillness. He is the one produced through great mantras mode of travel, and by identity nature, he himself is great mantras mode of travel. His attainment of the 10 far-reaching attitudes, support on the 10 far-reaching attitudes, the purity of the 10 far-reaching attitudes, the mode of travel of the 10 far-reaching attitudes. He is the guardian, the powerful lord of the 10 booming levels of mind, the one established through the 10 booming levels of mind. By identity nature, he is the purified 10 sets of knowledge and the holder of the purified 10 sets of knowledge. He is the one with 10 aspects, 10 points on his aim. Kiva, the able sage, the one with 10 forces, the master of the all-pervasive. He is the fulfiller of the various aims, barring none, the powerful one with 10 aspects, the great one. He is beginningless and by identity nature, part of his mental fabrication. By identity nature, the accordant state, by identity nature, the pure one. He is the speaker of what's actual with speech of no other, the one who, just as he speaks, just so does he act. Non-dual, the speaker of non-duality. Well, at the end point of what's perfectly so, with the lion's roar of the lack of true identity nature, he's the frightener of deer of the deficient extremist. Coursing everywhere with his coursing meaningful, never in vain, he has the speed of a mind of a thusly gone one. He's the conqueror, the full conqueror, with enemies conquered, a Chakravartin and emperor of the universe, one that has great strength. He's the teacher of hosts, the head of hosts, the Ganesha, lord of hosts, the master of hosts, the powerful one. He's the one with great strength, the one that's keen to carry the load, the one that has the great mode of travel with no need to travel for it by another mode. He's the lord of speech, the master of speech, equivalent in speech, the one with mastery over speech, the one with limitless worlds, having true speech, the speaker of truth, the one that indicates the four truths. He's irreversible, non-returning, the guide for the mode of travel of the self-evolving rhino pratyekas. Definitely delivered through various means of definite deliverance, he is the singular cause of the great elemental states. He is a bhikshu full monk, an arhat with enemies destroyed, defilements depleted with desire departed, senses tamed. Having attained ease of mind, having attained a state of no fear, he is the one with elements cooled down, no longer muddied. Endowed to the full with pure awareness and movement, he is a blissfully gone, superb in his knowledge of the world. He is the one not grasping for a mind, not grasping for a me, abiding in the mode of travel of the two truths. He is the one that standing at the foreshore, beyond recurring samsara, with what needs to be done, having been done, settled on dry land. His cleaving sword of discriminating awareness, having drawn out the deep awareness of what's unique. He's the hallowed Dharma, the ruler of the Dharma, the shining one, the superb illuminator of the world. He's the powerful lord of Dharma, the king of the Dharma, the one who shows the most excellent pathway of mind. With his aim accomplished, his thought accomplished. Rid of all conceptual thought. He's the non-conceptual, inexhaustible sphere, the superb, imperishable sphere of reality. He's the one possessing positive force, a network of positive force, and deep awareness, the great source of deep awareness, possessing deep awareness, having deep awareness of what exists and what doesn't exist, the one with the built-up pair of networks networked together. Eternal, the ruler of all, he's the yogi, yoked to the authentic. He is in the stability of mind, the one to be mentally stable, the master of intelligence. The one to be individually, reflexively known, the immovable one, the primordial one who is the fine highest, the one possessing three enlightening bodies. With an identity nature of five enlightening bodies, he's a Buddha. With an identity nature of five types of deep awareness, a master of all the faces. Having a crown and the identity nature of the five Buddhas, bearing unhindered the five enlightening eyes, he's the progenitor of all Buddhas, the superlative supreme Buddha's spiritual son, the womb giving rise to the existence of discriminating awareness, the womb of the Dharma bringing an end to compulsive existence. With a singular innermost essence of firmness, by identity nature he's a diamond strong Vajra. As soon as he's born, he's a master of the wandering world. Arise from the sky, he's the self-arisen, the great fire of discriminating deep awareness. The great light, Vairochana, illuminator of all, luminary of deep awareness, illuminating all. The lamp for the world of the wanderers, the torch of deep awareness, the great brilliance, the clear light. Lord of the foremost mantras, king of the pure awareness, king of the hidden mantras, the one that fulfills the great aim. He's the great crown protrusion, the wondrous crown protrusion, the master space, the one indicating in various ways. is the foremost one and enlightening body with the identity and nature of all the Buddhas, the one with an eye for the joy of the entire wandering world, the creator of diverse bodily forms, the great Rishi and Muse, worthy of offerings, worthy of honor. He's the bearer of the three family traits, the possessor of the hidden mantra. He's the upholder of the great close bond and of the hidden mantra. He's the most preeminent holder of the three precious gems, indicator of the ultimate of the three vehicles of mind. He's a totally triumphant with an unfailing grappling rope, the great apprehender with the Vajra grappling rope, the Vajra elephant hook and a great grappling rope, 10 verses plus a quarter, praising minor mirror-like deep awareness. He's Vajra Bhairava, the terrifying Vajra terrifier, ruler of the fewer six faces and terrifying, six eyes, six arm, and full of force, the skeleton having bared fangs, hala hala with 100 heads. He's the destroyer of death, Yamantaka, king of the obstructors, Vajra Vega, Vajra Might, the terrifying one. He's Vajra devastation, Vajra heart, Vajra illusion, the great bellied one. Born from the Vajra room, he's the Vajra lord, Vajra essence equal to the sky, immovable achala with matted hair twisted into a single topknot, wearer of garments of moist elephant hide, great heroic one shouting ha ha, creator of terror shouting he hi hi, with enormous laughter, booming long laughter, Vajra laughter, great roar. He's the Vajra mind of Vajra Sattva, the great minded Mahasattva, Vajra king, great bliss, Vajra fierce, great delight, Vajra whom Kara, the one shining home. He's the holder of Vajra arrow as his weapon, the slasher of everything with his Vajra sword. He's the holder of cross Vajra, possessor of a Vajra, possessor of a unique Vajra, the terminator of battles. His dreadful eyes with Vajra flames, hair on his head, Vajra flames too. Vajra cascade, great cascade, having 100 eyes, Vajra eyes. His body with bristles of Vajra hair, a unique body with Vajra hair, with a growth of nails tipped with Vajras and tough, firm skin, Vajras in essence. Holder of a garland of Vajras, having glory. He's adorned with jewelry of Vajras and his song booming laughter, ha ha, with loud sound, the Vajra sound of the six syllables. He's Mantra Ghosha with a lovely voice, enormous volume, a tremendous sound unique in the world's three planes, a voice resounding to the ends of space, the best of those possessing a voice. 42 verses in individualizing deep awareness. He's what's perfectly so, the lack of identity nature, the actual state, the end point of that which is perfectly so, that which isn't a syllable. He's the proclaimer of voidness, the best of bulls, bellowing a roar profound and extensive. He's the conscious Dharma with a mighty sound, the gong of Dharma with a mighty crash, the one in a state of non-abiding nirvana, kettle drum of Dharma in the 10 directions. He's the formless one with an excellent form, the foremost one, having varied forms made from the mind. He's the glory of appearances in every form, the bearer of reflections, leaving out none. He's the impervious one with greatly lordly renown, the great powerful lord of the world's three planes, abiding with a lofty path of mind. He's the one raised on high, the crown banner of Dharma. He's a body of youth unique in the world's three planes, the stable elder, the ancient one, the master of all that lives. He's the bearer of the 32 bodily signs, the beloved, beautiful throughout the world's three planes. He's a teacher of knowledge and good qualities into the world, the teacher of the world without any fears, the guardian, the rescuer trusted throughout the world's three planes, the refuge, the protector unsurpassed, the experiencer of experiences to the ends of space, is the ocean of deep awareness of the omniscient mind, the splitter of the eggshell of unawareness, the tear of the web of compulsive existence. He's the one with disturbing emotions still without an exception, the one crossed over the sea of recurring samsara. He's aware of the crown of the deep awareness empowerment, bearer of the fully enlightenment as adornment. He's the one stilled of the suffering of the three kinds of suffering, the one with an endless ending of the three, having gone to the liberation of the three. He's the one definitely free from all obscurations, the one who abides in space-like equality. He's the one past the stains of all disturbing emotions, the one understanding the three times as non-time. He's the great Naga chief of all limited beings, the crown of those wearing the crown of good qualities. Definitely freed from all residue bodies, he's the one well established in the track of the sky, Bearer of a great wish-fulfilling gem, he is master of the all-pervasive ultimate of all jewels. He is the great and bounteous, the superlative great vase of excellence, the agent fulfilling the aims of all limited beings, the wisher of benefit. He is the one with parental affection toward living beings. He is the knower of what's wholesome and what's unwholesome, the knower of time, knower of the close bond, the keeper of the close bond, the master of the all-pervasive. He is the knower of the faculties of limited beings, the knower of the occasion, the one skilled in the three kinds of liberation. He is the possessor of good qualities, the knower of good qualities, the knower of the Dharma, the auspicious one, the source of what's auspicious. He is the auspicious of everything auspicious, the one with auspicious sign of renown, the famous constructive one. He is the great breath, the great festival, the great joy, the great pleasure, the show of respect, the one showing respect, the prosperous one, supremely joyous, the master of fame, the glorious one, possessor of the best, he is the provider of the best, the most preeminent, suitable for refuge, he is the superlative refuge, the very best foe of the great frightful things, the eliminator of what's frightful without an exception. Wearing his hair in a bun, he's the one with a bun of hair. Wearing his hair in mats, he's the one having matted locks. He's the one draped with a munja grass sacred cord, the one wearing a crown. The one with five faces, five buns of hair, and five knotted locks, each crowned with a bloom. He's the one maintaining great taming behavior, the one with shaved head, the one with celibate Brahma-like conduct, the one with superlative taming behavior, the one with great trials, the one who completed the trials, the one who's taken ablution, the foremost Gautama. He's a Brahman, a Brahma, the knower of Brahma, the possessor of Brahma Nirvana attainment, the liberated one, he's liberation, the one with the body of full liberation, the fully liberated one, the peace of one, the state of peace. He's Nirvana's release, the one with peace, the one released in Nirvana. He is the one most definitely delivered and nearly brought to an end. The one who is completed, bringing to an end pleasure and pain. The one with attachment, the one with residue, body consumed. He is the invincible one, the incomparable one, the unmanifest one, the one not appearing, the one with no sign that would make him seen. The unchanging, the all-going, the all-pervasive, the subtle, the untainted, the ceaseless. He is the one without a speck of dust, dustless thinness, with false disgorge, the one without sickness. He is the wide awake one by identity nature, the fully enlightened, the omniscient one, the superb knower of all. Beyond the nature of partitioning primary consciousness, his deep awareness bearer of the form of non-duality. He is the one without conceptual thought, spontaneously accomplished without effort, the one enacting the enlightening deeds of the Buddhas throughout the three times. He is the Buddha, the one without a beginning or end, the beginning parinorbil Adi Buddha, the one without precedent, the singular eye of deep awareness, the one with no stains, deep awareness and body, he is the one thusly gone. Lord of speech, the magnificent speaker, the supreme being among speakers, the ruler of speakers, the best of those speaking, the very best one, the lion of speakers, incomparable by others. Seeing all around by supreme joy itself, with a garland of brilliance beautiful to behold, he is a magnificent light, the blazing one, Vishnu, beloved of Shri, the curl at the heart, the illuminator with hands that are rays of blazing light. The best of great physicians, he's the most preeminent one. The unsurpassed remover of thorny pains. He's the celestial tree of all medications with none left out. The great nemesis of the sicknesses of disturbing emotions. He's the beauty mark of the world's three planes, the lovely one. The glorious one with the mandala of noon and zodiac constellation stars. He's the one extending to the ends of space in the ten directions, the great ascending of the banner of Dharma. Is a unique extension of an umbrella over the wandering world with his mandala circle of love and compassion. He is the glorious one, the powerful lord of the lotus dance, great master of the all-pervasive, the one with umbrella of precious gems. He is the great king of all the Buddhas, holder of the embodiments of all the Buddhas, great yoga of all Buddhas, unique teaching of all the Buddhas. He is the glory of the empowerment of the Vajra jewel, powerful lord of the sovereigns of all jewels, master of all Lokeshvaras, the powerful lords of the world. He is the sovereign of all Vajradharas, the holders of the Vajra. He is the great mind of all Buddhas, the one that is present in the mind of all Buddhas. He is the great enlightening body of all Buddhas. He is the beautiful speech, Sarasvati, of all Buddhas. He is the Vajra sun, the great illuminator, the Vajra moon, the stainless light. He is great desire, the one that begins with non-desire, blazing light of various colors. He is the Vajra posture of the fully enlightened, the bearer of the Dharma, the concert of the Buddhas. He is the glorious one, the one that's born from the lotus of the Buddhas, the keeper of the treasure of omniscient deep awareness. As the bearer of diverse illusions, he's the king. He's the bearer of Buddha's pure awareness mantras, he's the great one. He's the Vajra sharp, the great sword, the supreme syllable, totally pure. He's the great vehicle, Mahayana, the cutter of suffering. He's the great weapon, Vajra Dharma. He's Jinajik, the triumph of the triumphant Vajra profound. He's Vajra intelligence, the knower of things and how they exist. He's the perfected state of every far-reaching attitude, the aware of all blooming levels of mind as a dormant. He's the lack of true identity nature of totally pure existent things. He's correct deep awareness, the core light of the moon. He's great diligence applied, illusions net, sovereign of all tantras, the one that's superb. He's the possessor of Vajra postures and seats without an exception. He's the bearer of enlightening bodies of deep awareness without an exception. He's the all-around excellent Samanta Vajra. He's excellent intelligence. He's the womb of the Urshtigarbha, the support of the wandering world. He's the great womb of all of the Buddhas, the bearer of a circle of assorted emanations. He's the supreme self-nature of all functional phenomena, the bearer of the self-nature of all functional phenomena. He's the non-arising existent with purposes diverse, the bearer of the nature of all existent things. Great discriminating awareness in a single moment, he's the bearer of comprehension of all existent things, the clear realization of all existent things. He's the able sage with foremost intelligence, the end point of that which is perfectly so. He's the immovable one, extremely pure by identity nature, the bearer of the purified state of the perfect, fully enlightened ones. He's the one having bare cognition of all Buddhas, the flame of deep awareness, the excellent clear light. 24 verses on equalizing deep awareness. He's the fulfiller of wished for aims. He's superb, the one totaling, purifying all of the worst rebirth states. He's the ultimate of all limited beings, the guardian, the complete liberator of all limited beings. He's a hero in the battle with disturbing emotions, the unique one, the slayer of the insolent arrogance of the enemy and awareness. He's intelligence, bearer of an enamored tone, the one with glory, bearer of forms with heroic and disdainful tones. He's the one pounding with 100 clubs in his hands. He's a dancer with the pounding down of his feet. He's the one with glory, the user of 100 ether hands, the dancer across the sectors used in the expanse of the sky. He's the one standing on the surface of the mandala of the earth, pressing down on the surface with a single foot. He's the one standing on the nail of his large toe, pressing down on the tip of Brahma's egg-like world. He's the singular item, the item regarding phenomena that's non-dual. Deepest truth item, the imperishable, powerful Lord, the one that lacks what's fearful. He's the item with a variety of revealing forms, the one that has a continuity of mind of partitioning consciousness. His joyful awareness of existent things without an exception, his joyful awareness of voidness, the highest intelligence, the one gone beyond the longing desires and the likes of compulsive existence, his great joyful awareness regarding the three planes of compulsive existence. He's the pure white one, a brilliant white cloud, beautiful light beams of the autumn moon, with an exquisite face, the mandala orb of a youthful sun, with light with his hand, nails, a great passionate red. He's the identity, nature, is that, oh no, I can't, my sight is, yeah. With sapphire blue hair knotted on top and wearing a great sapphire on top of his locks, he's the glorious one, the radiant luster of a magnificent gem, having a jewelry emanation of Buddha. He's the shaker of spheres of hundreds of worlds, the one with great force with his extra-physical powerful legs. He's the holder of the great state of mindfulness as well as the facts of reality. He's the ruler that absorbs concentrations of the four types of mindfulness states. He's the fragrance of the love blossoms on the branches leading to a purified state, the cream atop the ocean of good quality of the thusly gone ones. He's the one knowing the mode of travel with the eightfold pathway minds, the one knowing the pathway mind of the perfect full enlightenment. He's the one having great adherence to all limited beings, but without having adherence like the sky. He's the one entering the minds of all limited beings, having speed in accord with the minds of all limited beings. He's the one with awareness of the powers and objects of all limited beings, the one who captures the hearts of all limited beings. He's the one with awareness of the items in reality, the five aggregate factors, the one who holds the full purity of the five aggregate factors. He's the one standing at the end of every definite deliverance, the one who's skilled in that which brings every definite deliverance. He's the one standing on the path for every definite deliverance, the one who's indicating every definite deliverance. He's the one who's uprooted compulsive existence with his twelvefold links, the holder of their purification having twelvefold aspects. Having the aspects of the mode of travel, the fourfold truths, he is the holder of the realization of the eightfold awareness. He is the points of truth in twelvefold aspects, the knower of reality in 16 aspects, the fully enlightened through 20 aspects, the enlightened Buddha, the superb knower of all. He is the one making knowable millions of enlightening emanation bodies of innumerable Buddhas. He is the clear realization of everything in a moment, the knower of the objects of all moments of mind. He is the skillful means, the modes of travel of the various vehicles of mind, the one who makes knowable the aims of the wandering world. He is the one who has definitely delivered threefold through the vehicles of mind, the one who has established the fruit of Akayanam, the single vehicle of mind. He is the identity nature totally pure of the spheres of disturbing emotions. He is the depleter of the spheres of karma. He is the one who has fully crossed over the ocean of currents, the one who has emerged from the wilderness by means of the yogas. He is the one fully rid of disturbing emotions, the auxiliary disturbing emotions, and the general disturbing emotions together with all their habits. He is discriminating awareness and great compassion as skillful means, the one fulfilling the aims of the wandering world, meaningful without fail. He's the one with objects of all conceptual discernment gotten rid of, the one with objects partitioning consciousness brought to a halt. He's the cognitive object in reference to minds of all limited beings, the one that abides in the minds of all limited beings. He's the innermost stand of the minds of all limited beings. He's the one who's passing as the equality of their minds. He's the one bringing satisfaction to the minds of all limited beings. He's the door of the mind of all limited beings. He's the culminating point of actualization, the one with confusion departed. He's the one with every mistake dispelled. His intelligence not decisively wavering, the one that is threefold, the one fulfilling everyone's aims with an identity nature of three constituents. Is the object in reference to the five aggregate factors, the one throughout the three times, the one that makes things individually knowable in every instant, the one with manifest total enlightenment in an instant. The bearer of all the Buddha self-nature. He's the one with an enlightening body that's incorporeal, the foremost of enlightening bodies, the one that makes knowable millions of enlightening bodies. He's the one exhibiting everywhere a variety of forms. He's the great gem, Ratnaketu, the crowning jewel. 15 verses on the accomplishing deep awareness. He's the one to be realized by all the fully enlightened. He's a purified state of a Buddha, the peerless. He's the one that isn't a syllable, the one that comes forth from with hidden mantra's womb. The triad of family is the great hidden mantra. He's the creator of every significance of hidden mantra. He's a great creative energy drop, that which isn't a syllable. He's a great void having five syllables and the creative drop void having six syllables. He's the possessor of all aspects, that which hasn't an aspect. He's the bearer of the 16 creative drops and half of their half. He's the one without faces, beyond count, holding the peak of the fourth level of mental stability. He's the advanced awareness of the phases of all levels of mental stability. The knower of the families and castes of absorbed concentration. He's the one with the enlightening body of absorbed concentration, the foremost of the enlightening bodies, the ruler of all Sambhogakaya, enlightening bodies of full use. He's the one with a Nirmanakaya, enlightening body of emanations, the foremost of the enlightening bodies, holder of the lineage of Buddhist emanations. He's the one issuing forth theirs emanations in the 10 directions. The one fulfills the aims of the wandering world, whatever they may be. He's the chief of the deities, the deity over the deities, the chief of the gods, the overload of the devilish nine gods, the chief of the immortals, the guru of the gods, the destroyer and the powerful lord of the destroyers. He's the one with the wilderness of compulsive existence crossed over, the unique indicator of the guru for the wandering world. He is renowned throughout the world's 10 directions, the master of generous giving of the Dharma, the Great One. Armed with an armor of love, coated with a coat of mail of compassion, wielder of a sword of discriminating awareness and a bow and arrow, he is the one who finishes the battle against disturbing emotions and unawareness. He is the heroic one, enemy of the Mara, demonic forces, subduer of the Maras, the one who brings fear of the four Maras to an end, defeater of the military forces of all Maras. He is the fully enlightened, the leader of the world. He's the one worthy of offerings, worthy of praise, the one with prostration, worthy of being honored forever in paintings, worthy of shows of respect, most worthy of veneration, worthy for homage, the highest guru. He is the one traversing the world three planes in a single stride, the one striding forth endlessly just like space. He is the one with triple knowledge, proficiency in the sacred, clean, and pure, possessor of the six types of heightened awareness and the six types of close mindfulness. He is a bodhisattva, a great-minded mahasattva, the one with great extra-physical powers, the one gone beyond the world, situated at the end point of far-reaching, discriminating awareness, prajnaparamita. He is the one who has come to reality through discriminating awareness. He's the one with all knowledge of self and of knowledge of others, helpful of all to the foremost person of all. He's the one who's gone beyond all comparison, the superb sovereign of knowing and what's to be known. He's the master of Jirishkina of Dharma, the most preeminent, the one who shows the meaning of the fourfold mudra seals, the one most fitting to be helped and shown respect by the worldly and by those traversing the three pathways of definite deliverance. He is the purity and glory of the deepest truth, the portion of excellence of the world's three planes, the great one, the one bringing all enrichments, the one having glory. He is Manjushri, the lovely and glorious, supreme among those possessing glory. Five verses on the deep awareness, the five thusly gone ones. Homage to you, grantor of the best boon, the foremost Vajra. Homage to you, the end point of what's perfectly so. Homage to you, the womb of voidness. Homage to you, the Buddha's purified state. Homage to you, the Buddha's attachment. Homage to you, the Buddha's desire. Homage to you, the Buddha's enjoyments. Homage to you, the Buddha's play. Homage to you, the Buddha's smile. Homage to you, the Buddha's shining laugh. Homage to you, the Buddha's speech. Homage to you, the Buddha's state of mind. Homage to you, rising from non-true existence. Homage to you, arising from the Buddhas. Homage to you, rising from space. Homage to you, arising from deep awareness. Homage to you, illusions net. Homage to you, the Buddha's dancer. Homage to you, everything for everyone. Homage to you, enlightening body of deep awareness, the mantras. Om Sarva Dharma Bhava Sabhava Vishuddha Vajra Chakshu Om, the total purity of all existence, by self-nature, non-truly existent, to the Vajra Prakti Parishuddha Sarvadharma Yaduta Sarva Tathagata Shanakaya Manjushi Parishuditam Upadayeti. That which is completely pure nature of all existence takes the form indeed of the completely purified Manjushri, the enlightened body of deep awareness of all thusly gone. Sarva Tathagata Hridayam. Hara Hara Om Hum Shri Bhagavan Shnana Murti Vagishvara Mahapacha Saradama Gagana Mala Suparishuddha Dharmadatu Shana Garba The heart of all the lusty gone, take out, Om Hum Shri. Vanquishing Master, surpassing all, embodied deep awareness. Powerful Lord of Speech, the Great One who ripens, the complete total purity of all the existence, stainless like space, bloom of deep awareness of the sphere of reality. Five verses as an epilogue. Then the glorious holder of the Vajra, joyful and delighted, with palms pressing together, bowing to the guard, the faction master, surpassing all, the thusly gone one, the fully enlightened one, together with the other guardians of many varied sorts, lords of the hidden Vajrapanis, kings of the fierce, lovely proclaim these words of praise. With rejoice, O guardian, excellent, excellent, well said. For us, the great guardian aim has now been fulfilled, the attainment of a perfect, full enlightenment state, and for the wandering world also, lacking a guardian, wishing for the fruit of complete liberation. This excellent, pure pathway mind has been shown, the mode of travel of illusions net. This cognitive object, indeed, of the Buddhas, having a profound, extensive, broader scope, the great aim fulfilling the aims of the wandering one, has been expounded by the perfectly, fully enlightened one. A concert of the deepest, truest names of the vanquishing master, surpassing all, the deep awareness being Manjushri, expounded by the vanquishing master, the thusly gone one, Shakyamuni, is hereby completed. Okay. So now let's, if you don't know the mantras, I think they're on bottom, page 37. So let's do, let's chant, Chenrezig's mantra, 8 times out loud, and then we'll just finish the mala, and then I'll say, I'll chant the last, the 108th one. And then we'll do a mala of green taras mantra also, and we'll chant 7 of those out loud, and then we'll do the rest in silence. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Okay, and let's see, let's do 7 time mantras. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. 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 And if you go take the gold book out and turn to page 246, so we'll read the dedication from Master Shantideva. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are born with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food, may the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those who with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there now are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as peace remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then made to remain to dispel the miseries of the world. You say some long life prayers on page 245, starting with the one for His Holiness. And lands are encircled by snow mountains. You are the source of all happiness and good, all powerful generates a Tenzin Gyatso. Please remain until samsara ends. And then on the opposite, the one who masters speech at a varying age, the one with great patience who receives the name Avatara, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on pleasant voice, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the Siddhura's moral way, who serve as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Majjhima's victorious doctrine, and masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savor myself and others, your disciples. Please, please live long. Avalokiteshvara, great treasure of non-objectifying compassion. Manjushri, master of stainless wisdom. Vajrapani, destroyer of the entire host of Mars. Tsongkhapa, crown jewels of sages of the land of snows. To Losangdrapa, at your feet, I make requests. And thank you very much to our sponsors, Karen and Donna. Thank you.